950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil show for your Tuesday here. Matt Hunter, once again sealed in my hermetic room here to prevent me from coughing on anyone here. Good news. I did go to the doctor today. I just have a lingering cold. It's nothing like, you know, heavy duty, you know, tuberculosis or, you know, whooping cough or anything like that.
You're going to make it.
I would hope so. I'm not exactly the most out of shape guy at 50. You know, I would hope that the downhill run doesn't begin here. But I did go get checked out. It's one of these things that's going around right now where it just lingers with some people. This cough is just not going away. And as a matter of fact, with what happened with me is something that's also happening is that you'll get initially sick and then the cough will stick around and then you'll actually get sick again because you're kind of weakened. So I've got the good heavy duty stuff now. Mm. Codeine doesn't make you sleep, does it? good. Fall asleep right now. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. As we have this discussion about my health care, and once again, I am very grateful that I live in a country and that my wife and I, through our jobs, have the means to be able to, if we need to, go to the doctor. The reality is there's a tremendous amount of people in this country that still can't do that. And once again, the Republicans want to do it, you know, make it worse again. Trump administration money adopted a more extreme position. They want instead of federal court, just one part of the law, they want the whole law thrown out, the entire thing. And once again, all these people that voted for Donald Trump voted for him because he said, I'm going to get you cheaper health care that's going to be better. Mm-hmm. That's what they said. And they all like, it's going to be cheaper health care. It's going to be better. And he's not done that. And as a matter of fact, is this if he throws this out, the vast majority of us are going to have far more expensive health care. It's going to cost you a ton to get in. You're going to have the pre-existing conditions. Your kids are going to get thrown off the health care plans at, you know, 17 again, not 26 as they were now. I mean, it really is just such a callous thing. And yet, once again, I have to ask the question today. Republicans, how did you get here? And what I mean is, okay, there is a whole series of things that are going out there. And we talk a lot about this show about how you conservative Christians are worshiping, you know, the devil incarnate himself in Donald Trump. It really is kind of odd that most of the examples of bad behavior by Jesus in the Bible personified in Trump, you guys look at and say, isn't he great? I've also said for many years that Republicans hate Democrats more than they love their quality of life, their religion, their kids, their well-being, their homes, and their country. And they do. I mean, I have often said the modern Republican could walk in, see Trump sleeping with their spouse, and the first words out of their mouth will be, damn Democrats. And I'm not quite sure how we got here outside of the fact that the virtues to a point, I know how we got here. We had the removal of news replaced with opinion validation. I get that. Opinion validation is what Republicans really wanted. Nixon wasn't bad. He was just misunderstood. Trump isn't wrong. I mean, once again, and I'll get to this more because once again, the Republicans are acting like they've had a complete, you know, exoneration. There is nothing close to an exoneration here. What they've said is that they couldn't come to the level of criminal conspiracy to charge him with collusion. doesn't mean that there wasn't evidence of collusion. It just means that they couldn't get to the level of criminal conspiracy where they could charge Trump himself with collusion. Also, they basically have said that the obstruction of justice is out there. It's just Barr says that he's not going to pursue it. So, but you know, you have all this out there, and you guys just want your opinion validated. So he's not guilty, this, and you run to it. But there is an amazing vein that runs through the Republican Party right now, which is mean-spirited, anti-Christian, and just kind of freaking evil. And I have to ask the question, how did you guys get here? I'll explain this a lot better here in just a second. But Chris is in Minneapolis, and I don't want you waiting on hold, Chris, while I go through this whole thing. So welcome on in, Chris.
Hey, I love the show. I just wanted to call in because I spent some time over the weekend out in Wilmer visiting some family, and just noticed like all the fields are all flooded right now. And I just wanted to make a comment about how, you know, that a lot of people in that area probably voted Republican, and you know they're getting told by their, you know, news channel that they subscribe to that, you know, climate change isn't real, and you know the Republican Party with the trade war and everything, it's ruining the prices of corn and soybeans, and they're all getting duped by the Republican Party. And I want to just, you know, try to, I don't know, just wanted to draw attention to that because it was, you know, what I saw, you know,
no, and
out there in the community.
And Chris, you're exactly right. And what they're being told right now is, hey, if you want the federal government to help you with your crops, which you've just lost because of these, you know, floods that have wiped out your fields, that you're basically greedy because you should want all the emergency money to go to the border. And they have no intent on helping these farmers at this point. They have no intent on doing it. So It's part of it. I mean, this is the part of it. I mean, it's just outside of the wealthiest members of any district, when has the last time any Republican voter has said, you know what, that guy gave me, voted for that Republican, boy, did I get a great return on my investment? Never. I mean, they've been brainwashed into thinking they've been given a return, but they haven't been given anything back. I talked about this a while back when I drove across the country, and the distinct difference between Illinois and Indiana. And I drove from Illinois and I got into Indiana. If you've ever driven across, I think it's at Interstate 80 that goes over towards Indianapolis. And I'm cutting across Indiana, and as I'm going across, the first thing I noticed is that the signs on the side of the road changed from, you know, give construction workers a break, you know, fines double in construction zones, which is it's a warning, you know, don't speed in construction zone. All right. Don't be a distracted driver in a construction zone. The minute you get into Indiana, the signs became, we will find you. We will catch you. We will arrest you. You know, it was this threat. This threat. And I guess kept looking. I said, do they think that this looks welcoming? Do they think that this is the tone that they want to set? And everywhere I went where conservatives were generally in power, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi, everywhere I've been, it's been that same thing. We will get you. This threat to people live under this thing. It's you know, it's like you drive into Minnesota and it's like, welcome to Minnesota. You drive into Alabama, it's like, fines double in Alabama because we are going to hunt you down, and you know, you better not think about doing anything wrong in this state. And you're like, wow, it's just a really different mentality. And of course, you know, you have, you know, other things in these states which just kind of make you realize you're in a very different mentality. But that aside, I'll never forget when the Republicans were having the debate and Ron Paul was on the stage and people were asking what happens if someone doesn't have insurance and they get sick. And someone in the audience screamed, "Let them die." And people applauded and cheered like this was a virtue. And, you know, I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, well, Matt, come on. What are you talking about? That was one guy." Crow Wing County in north central land of 64,000 people has problems in the past few years. Thanks to the growing abundance and mind-blowing cheapness of meth, drug use has been on the rise. In 2014, the Sheriff's Department handled 82 drug-related cases. 4 years later, it shot up to 204. About 80% of the county's imprisoned residents are there because of drugs, alcohol, or committing crimes in order to buy drugs or alcohol. Last week, Crow Wing County Board sat down in Brainerd's historic courthouse to hash out solutions. It's a tough subject. In 2018, emergency services responded to 60 overdoses, according to Sheriff Lieutenant Andy Gales. Upon hearing the stats, Crow Wing County Commissioner Paul Coring, who has been a Republican representative, he basically had this to say: "I don't know why we're in such a big hurry to save somebody like this," Coring declared, according to the Brainerd Dispatch. "I guess it sounds kind of harsh, but it kind of gets rid of the problem in my mind." What? Seriously, what? No, seriously, what? You don't think when emergency personnel respond to a drug overdose that they should try to save the person who's drug overdosing? Because the first thing that I would say is, how do you get to a point where you just know that person is it really just because you think the only people overdosing are African American, poor, Latino, Native American? Is it that? So you basically don't feel as if your taxpayer dollars are worth saving people's lives. Wow. Wow. I mean, no, wow. Think about this. He actually came on out and said it. Why are we saving these people? Can you imagine? I just think about the lawsuit if someone was called to someone's house for a drug overdose and the paramedics didn't take it seriously, and then you found out that the individual had taken the wrong prescription, and by the time that their lackadaisical manner finally kicked in and said, "Oh my God, this isn't a meth head, this is just an accidental drug overdose," and they didn't save the person, I imagine the same guy would be like, "Wait a minute here, were they white? I don't know, I'm just taking a guess. I could be wrong." But can you imagine the attitude this guy would have if something like that happened? But yet, when he feels it's the dregs of society, his Christian, once again, this is the Republican Party, who has wrapped themselves in their Christian faith, the mentality is, let them die. And no one in the Republican Party is condemning this guy. As a matter of fact, if not for the Brainerd Dispatch actually covering this story and putting it out there, and City Pages picking it up, you wouldn't have heard about this. Because being an absolute jackass is a Republican virtue today. And that's who these people have become. And I'm flabbergasted at the level of meanness, anti-Christian mentality, anti-human mentality, viciousness, greed, selfishness, narcissism. It's the whole gauntlet. And it's really bizarre because there's a lot of other options here that we can look at that would make you say, yeah, how did we get to this point? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Why have the Republicans become such jackasses? And why is it so hard for them to go on out there and criticize their own when they say the worst things? We'll talk about that. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.co. OP.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. March is Auto Show Month at Rudy Luther. This means throughout the month, they'll have great auto show deals on all new Toyotas. My first Toyota love was the RAV4, and it's completely redesigned for 2019, and the new RAV4 Hybrid will be here soon. Remember, buy a new Toyota and get a $250 gift card, trade in a vehicle on a new Toyota and get another $250 gift card. That means a total of $500 in savings. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley, and online at rudyluthertoyota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. I mean, it's everything. It's, you look at how the Republicans, their biggest issues this time around are going on out there and trying to punish people for fake hate crime reporting, which is such a minority thing in the whole realm. It's just, we need to punish them. Or this whole thing with the daycares, which is going on out there, the state funds for child care in the state, and how there seems to be just a giddiness by the Republicans. We can crack down on Somali American daycares? Yes! I mean, the Republicans who have gone out there and the thought at taking down African American protesters and trying to silence all Democrats. I mean, it's this unbelievable ugliness, which to a point I just cannot believe thrives in the veins of all Republicans. But when you have guys like this guy up in Brainerd, who, by the way, it was a senator. I said he was a House rep. He was 8 years as a senator on the Republican side, state senator, He's refused to comment, but he runs a liquor store. Interesting, guy that runs a liquor store, who I'm pretty sure probably has sold numerous bottles of booze to people who are, you know, probably alcoholics, all of a sudden is, you know, why are we trying to help these people? Yeah, okay. But it's the NRA people who got caught by Al Jazeera going out there and telling people that after a gun massacre, you know, become belligerent jackasses and scream how there shouldn't be any gun rights and again, gun laws and refuse to comment. It's the fact that we have a company in Purdue Pharma who basically created a drug that was horrifically addictive. They knew it. They marketed it. They pushed it. What's your shirt? You got a shirt that's
Old Pharma Accountable.
Exactly. They pushed it on people knowing they would become horrible addicts and they would die. And of course they came up with the remedy drug too. Mm-hmm. And they did this. I mean, they just settled a $270 million claim in Oklahoma. How do we not drag these human beings out of their house in chains and throw them into jail for murder? For murder. How? But it's even the guy yesterday. Remember the Democrat Joe McDonald, who basically got so incensed. His line in the sand is he feels as if you're an idiot if you want to collect taxes, legit taxes, from a company who is breaking the law by stashing money in a foreign country to prevent from paying taxes. They're doing all this illegally, and the idea of us actually going after and getting tax money that's owed to the taxpayers of Minnesota is such an offensive thing for this guy that he starts calling people idiots and starts becoming insultive, because how dare you go after the corporations that are breaking the law? How did we get here? I mean, everything conservative is rotten. It really is. It really, truly is. And I know you guys like to wrap yourself in the idea of, well, we're here to save babies and abortion, all this stuff. You could care less about that baby the second it's born. That baby becomes a burden on society. You just want, you're pro removal from womb. That's all you are. You're not pro-life. You're pro, you know, removal from womb. That's all you are. You don't care about anything else with that child. As noted with baby prisons. Baby prisons. And I just, how do you get to this point where your first line of defense is just to be a jackass? And this is in some grand virtue. I can't figure you guys out. And I mean, it really is sad that we have gotten to this point, that you guys don't even see what you're doing anymore. Woman on there screaming about, we need to investigate Hillary. I said, we already have a bunch of times, Benghazi, Clinton Foundation, emails, but do it again. Well, how about we finish the investigation into Trump? Trump's innocent. Stop looking at Trump. Only Hillary. How do you get to this point? It really is amazing. Gary's in Minneapolis. Thanks for holding, Gary. Welcome on in.
Well, Matt, I got to remind the listeners and you also that, you know, the Klan espouses their Christianity all the time also. But I think we got to explain what I think it is. You know, the roots foundation of our country had slavery, and we forcefully took the land from the native inhabitants. You know, there's a lot. Somebody made the point. There's a lot of people in this country that would rather lose their economic livelihood than let other races reach them equally. So they're not for equality. And that's all anybody wants to do is be accepted and treated equally. And that's what I believe in. And also, you know, when Obama, the black Democrat, became president, and all these new non-European immigrants, so it just drove these people crazy. And this is, I think this is the last resistance to what we want to reach for, a loving, equality-type nation, what the founders wrote, we the people.
Gary, one of the things I will agree with in what you just said is I think there's a lot of Republicans that when Obama became president, it was like when they told their daughter, you know what, you can date anyone you want to. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. Great. Then the daughter comes home with an African American and they all of a sudden realize they've got much bigger problems. And I think that's what broke a lot of these people. Is the fact that they like to scream they're for equality, but they absolutely do not want equality. I mean, they're the people that get furious when a black person moves into their neighborhood. And I think that that's where a lot of the Republican Party is. But, I mean, it's everything. I mean, they're against Obamacare. I mean, healthcare is going to get incredibly expensive if they get rid of the Affordable Care Act. It really will. Because they're not about to do the only thing that would make it cheaper, which is expansion of Medicaid, Medicare for everyone. And that's the reality of it. How about election security? My God, look at Mary Kiffmeyer running around over in the Senate saying, we don't need to have safe elections. I mean, how do you get to this point where even the money that's out there, the people that voted against the hands-free cell phone, how are you just this broken that you can't get out of your own damn way? That unless it's a piece of legislation hurting the people you dislike or rewarding the people that you are strapping your knee pads on for, that you will not do anything, you will always vote against it. How did you get to that point? How did the Republican voter get to the point where they are voting against their own best intentions every time they check off an R? It's insanity. Rusty is in Minneapolis. Let's get Rusty on in here before the break. Welcome on in, Rusty.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man.
I was thinking that this kind of all started during the Southern Strategy, where they started cultivating this extremist base based on anger and fear and hate, and it gave them a lot of power. But they were only really paying lip service to it until the Tea Party came along and started giving people exactly what they wanted, which was scary. Trump sees that, and he says, I can do one better. And he starts doing every crazy thing that every nut job wants. And now this is kind of where we are. They're on a roller coaster they can't get off of because they made it for themselves.
Well, and I think, Rusty, I agree with you 100%. Ron Paul, I think, was the first guy that showed that if you went into these state caucuses and elections, primaries, that on the Republican side, if you were the most red meat Republican, you would win. And he knew that as he went through those. And he basically took over the Republican Party with this pseudo-libertarianism, far-right extremism. And the thing which was crazy, and Jeff Stein always said this. He says the primaries and the caucuses, they're a sprint to the extremities. The general election is the sprint back to the middle. But for the Republicans, it never became a sprint back to the middle. It was to stay out there. And the thing which is crazy is that this is the insane part. Moderate Republicans who used to look at that extremism and say, oh, the hell with you, they have basically become, you know, controlled. And they basically just hang their heads and they go along with the guys that are lining up with the Klan, with the KKK, with this far-right extremism, with far-right nationalism, that they basically have gotten in line there because they hate Democrats. They've been brainwashed into hating Democrats more than they love their quality of life, their health care, their kids, their jobs, their quality of life, and their country. And so they, even though they are far closer to the Democrats politically, a moderate Republican is, they would rather die than actually let the Democrats win. And this is that's the insanity part of it. So everything now is to basically get as many Democrats to stay at home, get as many people to ignore elections, so that loyal 36 to 37% of the country that will vote Republican and will always show up is enough to control everything. They gerrymander, they do all that stuff. The reality is that everyone else does vote, that this all ends. And the reality is that's what they're terrified of. Because even with foreign governments assisting them, they can't stop. They can't stop what happened in 2018 if it happens again in 2020. I just, how did you guys become such mean-spirited jackasses? And I'm dead serious. And I know there are people out there saying, Matt, come on, man. That's not going to win these guys over to our ideas. There's no winning these guys over. If they can look at everything that's going on in this country and say, yep, I'm still a proud Republican, they're lost. And they're not coming back. It's more about getting those people back to the polls again that are on the left, that are in the center, that are looking at this, that are not Republicans, who are looking at this and saying, you guys are freaking nuts. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. Matt, I'll get your call after the break. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Art lovers, it's time to celebrate, learn about, and collect local art at the St. Paul Art Crawl, running April 26th to 28th. The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you will have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artists' studios, lofts, and galleries. Up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for your own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community, too, with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP. Or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming, diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. EatLocalMinnesota.com, restaurant of the week, Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Fantastic food, by the way. If you're looking for a great dinner out, music aside, Crooner's has got just amazing food. Stop on by, have a great dinner over there. But since you're going over there, enjoy some of their great live music and some dancing. It is one of the greatest places in the Twin Cities, hands down. It's Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club up on Highway 65. It is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week, 952-946-6205. And you know, Hunter, one of the things we need to bring forward, and this is as all these Republicans are trying to get Schiff to resign and trying to shame all these Democrats, The reality is we need to put things in perspective. The brief four-page review by Barr that he did in less than 2 days of the Mueller investigation, It says that he didn't rise to the level of criminal charges in collusion. It doesn't say that there wasn't some evidence of collusion. It just says that the feeling was that they could not get to the level of criminal conspiracy of collusion to charge Trump, not anyone else, just Trump. So we need to know what the rest of that report says. Plus, once again, it does say that he's not been exonerated. Just Barr has decided he's not going to charge Trump with obstruction of justice because he doesn't feel obstruction of justice is a crime for a president. And so it truly is amazing that the Republicans are out there, because once again, the first thing you should say is, well, you need to release the entire report. If you're going to make all these accusations, the full report needs to be released. But they don't want to, because they are so high on their feeling that they can basically tromp on their enemies without actually realizing. I don't think they've won squat yet. And my personal feeling is there's probably enough level of evidence of collusion that if the Democrats do their damn job in the U.S. House, they should impeach the guy.
Yeah, well, they voted 420-0 to release the report a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's and then the Senate stopped it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I should mention as well that the Senate, the House failed to override the Trump's veto of the protest against the border wall, the national emergency. So there's another standard we have that's gone away. A president now, because the Republicans refuse to get in the way of Trump, presidents now can declare national emergencies to get their will done. That is now an established standard courtesy of the Republican Party. I can't wait for these snowflakes to scream when the next Democratic president declares a national emergency to deal with climate change. I can't wait for you guys to start screaming about that, because you know what? It's all on you. Matt is in South Minneapolis. Let's bring Matt on in. Thanks for holding, Matt.
Hey, Matt. I wanted to thank you just for your commentary on our politics and everything. As a worker and organizer, I really like the Republicans are always attacking wages, and they're talking about being pro-life, but how in the world are you going to support a family when they keep taking like the living wage down and stripping it away from everyone? They're against the prevailing wages. They're against like anything that helps out workers.
Well,
Trump
and
even wants to repeal the OSHA standards, for crying out loud. I mean, like, this is like not a pro-worker, pro-life or anything.
Because as the caller, and Matt, as the caller said, in regards to the Southern strategy, there are people out there, you can feed them crap sandwiches, they'll think it's filet mignon as long as they feel as if the people beneath them are not getting some. And that's the case. You can pay people, Republicans have learned, you can pay people $6 an hour, $5 an hour, $4.50 an hour, as long as they feel as if someone else is getting less than them. That was their entire war against teachers, was how dare these teachers get paid? They don't even work all summer. And how many states gutted their teacher salaries, their unions, all that stuff, because it's as long as you feel as if you're knocking someone else down a notch, that you're not the lowest rung on the ladder, you'll basically eat that crap sandwich and think you got a filet mignon. And the funny thing is when in Minnesota, we actually do have it better than most states. And I was talking to people while I was on down visiting in South Carolina. I said that Minnesota is the hardest state to recruit into as far as, you know, when you look at corporate headhunters. Minnesota is the hardest state to recruit into. It's the hardest state to recruit out of as well. It absolutely is. It is the hardest state to recruit out of because we actually have it so much better than many other states do. And the minute people get here and there are options for healthcare and there are better wages and the schools are much better, that they don't want to leave. Now, the Republicans in this state want to basically get rid of all that. They don't want to have healthcare options for people. They don't want to have good wages for people. They don't want to have good public schools. They don't. They don't. They want to take all that money and give it to the handful of the wealthiest Minnesotans so that they can basically get that lobbying gig for them when they're done with their political career and their kids can get a job and their grandkids can get a job and then they'll feel like they've been successful. That's what their whole goal seems to be. And the reality is that we've had enough Democratic leadership in the state to prevent us from going over the cliff. But at the same time, we're only one or two bad elections away from the Republicans basically taking us down that path. And the reality is that unless we start really fighting back on this stuff, I mean, like I said, you have a guy at the Brainerd City Council actually saying, why are we trying to save people who are sick? Why are we, you know, isn't this God taking care of them on themselves? Really? Wow. Unbelievable. William is in Woodbury. William, thank you very much for holding for as long as you have. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Matt, you're almost there. I'm so glad to hear you're almost there. Let me try to give you a good perspective, and you're almost there.
Okay.
I grew up down south. Now, when that guy that called and said that about the Southern strategy, when the Republicans pivoted with the Southern strategy, what they did was they got a good injection of Southern racism. Now, let me tell you something about Southern racism, because I grew up down there, and it's different about any other kind of racism. If you notice, Mississippi is the fattest, the most unhealthiest state, probably one of the worst states in America that you can be stuck to live in. But if you notice, it's always been controlled by white conservatives. And what you got to understand about a Southern racist is they don't care if you're poor or if they don't have health care and you don't have health care. They're going to always think they're better than you are if you're black or minority or anything because they're white. So they don't care if they got to suffer and you got to suffer. Long as you, even with them or equal to them, they don't care about that because they're going to always think they're better than you simply because they're white. That's the way a Southern racist.
William,
they don't care if they don't have health care. They don't care if their state is the worst state in the union. They don't care.
No, and William, I've seen that directly, what you've described myself. When you go down there and you'd be going down the road and there'd be this horrific pothole in the middle of the road in Mississippi, in Greenwood, Mississippi. And I'm like, why aren't they fixing this? And they said, well, because this is on the other side of town, quote unquote, and that the white people have decided that if they have to, they would rather not fix these roads, that they actually hire out private contractors in their neighborhoods for street maintenance at an insanely more expensive rate than if you had the city do it, because they would rather pay three times more to have a private company maintain their road then basically pay one-third the cost and see the African-American neighborhoods get the same street concerns, street care as you do. And that's something that you see down there, and it's really disturbing.
Yeah, you can look at the Medicare expansion. What states didn't do the Medicare expansion? Southern states.
Yeah.
Especially Mississippi. And they're in dire need of health care more than any other state in the union. But long as they don't want you to do or to have good health care and they have equal health care. They don't care if they got to suffer. Long as you're suffering too, like you just said a while back, and that's why I said you almost got it. Long as you're suffering and they're suffering, they're okay with that.
You, as long as you're a rung lower on the ladder than they are, they'll fine. And that's you can be on the second rung. As long as they're on the first rung, they're fine. Meanwhile, the people at the top of the ladder are screaming at us. Thanks, William. I appreciate it. Let's take a break here really quick. Come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
It's March, there's basketball, but the real madness is putting up with dirty, nasty carpeting. Time to call in your cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get three rooms of carpeting cleaned for just $129. Call 952-0-RES. That's 952-0-RES. Or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com. That's ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the AM 950 special. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward. It spells the same. Zero Res.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, the mystery of music.
They say beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
So is beautiful music in the ear of the beholder?
But then what would it mean to have a good ear for music?
That some people have bad ears?
No, that some people have good taste and other people have bad tastes in music.
The mystery of music, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. Let me tell you about the best parts of buying a vehicle with Rudy Luther. First, their staff is wonderful, friendly, and always ready to help. Another is the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
And I should mention, this is why I think that I just can't think that this jackassery thrives in the veins of all Republicans. Because, okay, so the Senate did pass the hands-free cell phone bill, which, congratulations to Republican Senator Scott Newman. He was the guy that carried it through the Senate. Great. This is a no-brainer issue. And, you know, I'm kind of surprised that there are 10 people that voted against it in the Senate. But, you know, Republicans just that's like I said, unless it's actually hurting people they dislike or rewarding money to the wealthiest people in the state, those are the only two things Republicans care about. And some of these Republicans care about, I should say it like that. But there is a nice editorial here, once again, out of the Brainerd Dispatch. By the overwhelming margin of 106 to 21, the Minnesota House passed a hands-free cell phone bill. The common sense action has been endorsed by law enforcement, has been proved to save lives and reduce accidents in the many states where it's already been enacted. Too many people have already died due to distracted driving. 100% true. But despite the overwhelming evidence that this move will make driving on our roads safer for all of us, two of our representatives, John Heitzman and John Poston, chose to vote against the measure. It doesn't matter which party they belong to. There's no justifiable reason for their votes. No matter how they try to spin it, they have just chosen not to put the safety in all of us and the wishes there. One more person dying or due to this is their vote. They're basically in shame on them for not thinking their vote would not get noticed. You know, I just, you know, how do we get to this point? Seriously, how do we get to this point where your only thing, if you're a Republican politician you vote for, are things that hurt your perceived enemies or give taxpayer dollars to the wealthiest people in the state of Minnesota? Because, Hunter, am I crazy or is that pretty much all Republicans do?
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean, if I was to – the standard Republican politician, their two primary goals are to give as much taxpayer dollars to the wealthiest Minnesotans and to punish their perceived enemies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. Brian's in Spring Lake Park. Thanks, Brian, for holding. Welcome on in.
Last night I was listening to Rachel Maddow, and I'll try to make this quick.
Go ahead.
But she said that the Attorney General during the Nixon investigation, because of the findings, could not accuse the president. So he took the information from the grand jury and sent it over to the House Congressional Committee on the Justice, and they used that information to actually start impeachment proceedings.
Yeah, and you're right. And this is the question here becomes, Brian, will Barr actually let the House see the full report? I don't think he will. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate the phone call. That was the case because once again, it was the House and Senate that went up to Nixon and said the Republicans are not even with you on this anymore. You've lost. And that was when Nixon knew the gig was up. So, you know, the reality is, and just look at how they're taunting. Look at how they're demanding Schiff resign. Look at how Sarah Huckabee Sanders is putting out a hit list. How the Trump 2020 campaign is putting out a list of people that shouldn't be allowed to go on TV anymore because they said that there was collusion. Once again, the only thing that Barr has said, and once again, we haven't seen the Mueller report. We've seen Barr's version of the Mueller report, the mightily abridged version, is that the level of collusion did not rise to the level where criminal charges could be filed directly against Trump himself, but that obstruction of justice was something that he could not exonerate him. Well, of course he could not exonerate him. And Colbert last night said this pretty well. He said, we know that Trump wrote the letter on Air Force One, which told Trump Jr. to lie about what was going on in the Trump Tower meeting. So that's a lie about obstructing justice on a collusion case. I mean, it's everything. We know that he did this. So I'm not exactly sure how what Trump has done has not risen to the level of criminal charges. But that's all that it was said, is that they felt as if they could not get to the level of criminal conspiracy to charge Trump. Doesn't mean collusion didn't happen. Doesn't mean there isn't a ton of collusion. Doesn't mean that there aren't people that are going to be charged with collusion. And at the end of the day, it's going to come on down to whether or not this report gets out to see the light of day. And maybe, if we can someday take Fox News off the air, for God's sakes, then we'll wake a lot of people up. Maybe we can start waking people up. But for God's sakes, I just stop being such jackasses, Republicans. Please. Back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.